Just a few quick thoughts, and I would like to read something from St. Thomas More, who's just a favorite for a lot of reasons. But first, the gospel, a couple of takeaways that you can't miss. When you hear people say, I think the Catholic Church, they just overemphasize the formula prayers, and they don't really teach you how to pray. They make you memorize these things like the Our Father and the Hail Mary, and it's so impersonal. Well, that's fine, and yes, the struggle is real sometimes, but it's clear that our Lord, when people would come to him, how do you pray? He would say, don't do this, and he would mention today, for example, don't babble like the pagans, but when you pray, I want you to pray like this. And what does he do? He gives them words to say. And we have treasured those words, we've kept those words for centuries, and when we pray, we model our prayer after the way Jesus taught us to pray, which is where we come up with the formula prayers, if you want to call them that, but it's our Lord's own prayer for us to use. It's a safe prayer to know that this is how God wants to hear from me, among other ways. But that's a beautiful model. The Our Father is the model for all prayer because our Lord himself said so. And so we humble ourselves and allow the church as mother, like St. Paul today, kind of guiding the Corinthians to learn the ways of Jesus and not to choose other ways and other ideologies that are out there in their times. It's interesting, you can understand the church as mother or as best man at the wedding who escorts the bride to her bridegroom. That's what St. Paul says, right? I betrothed you to one husband. Do not give in to the temptations to adulterate yourself to other voices out there. The church is there to teach us the ways of Christ. Let me read from St. Thomas More. If you have not ever seen the movie Man for All Seasons, it was before Brady was born, but like 1966, I think. It's a great, great movie. You have to pay attention to the script. My generation probably needs to watch it with subtitles to follow the script and pay attention, but it's a lot of... I mean, there's no Avengers cinematography. It's 1966, but the script is fantastic. And it's true. It's a true story of St. Thomas More, who was a friend to the king, Henry VIII, personal friend, and the king elevated him to chancellor. But Thomas More, who is the patron of lawyers, judges, and even politicians, he could not go against his conscience, would not go against his well-informed conscience. And so when the king was adamant that he needed another divorce and the church would not grant it to him, he broke with the Catholic Church and formed the Church of England, of which he was the pope. And Thomas More, when most of the rest of the nation of England was following Henry VIII and he had the origins of the Anglican Church, he held back. And he was eventually arrested and then beheaded by his friend, under the orders of his friend, the king. He writes this letter to his daughter, who with everyone else is saying, just sign this stupid document. Just sit there and just go with everyone else. Why are you making such a big deal about this? God knows what you think in your heart. It doesn't matter what you put on paper. And then eventually, of course, he's in prison. His daughter's like, it seems like God has not been true to you. Why would you be so true to God? So Thomas More writes, and his daughter's name is Margaret. Although, Margaret, I know well that my wickedness has been such in my life that I know myself well worthy that God should let me fall. Yet can I not but trust in his merciful goodness that as his grace has strengthened me thus far and made me content in my heart to lose goods, land, and life also, rather than swear against my conscience, and has also put in the king towards me that good and gracious mind that as yet he has taken from me nothing but my liberty, right? Nothing but my liberty, wow. Nothing but my liberty, with which, so help me God, his grace has done me so much good by the spiritual profit that I trust I take through that, that among all his great benefits heaped on me so thick, I reckon upon my faith that my imprisonment may be the very chief of all the blessings I've received. By being in prison, St. Thomas More is like, God has done such great things for me here in prison. We got a lot to work on. Anyway, I cannot, I say therefore, mistrust the grace of God, but that either he shall conserve and keep the king in that gracious mind still. He just put me in prison. He hasn't killed me yet. He's a good man. Anyway, to do me no hurt. Or else, if his pleasure be that for my other sins I shall suffer in such a cause in sight as I shall not deserve, his grace shall give me that strength to take it patiently, and even gladly so, whereby his high goodness shall make it serve for the release of my pain in purgatory, and over that for increase of some reward in heaven. Mistrust God, Meg? I will not, though I feel myself faint. Though I should feel my fear even at point to overthrow me too, yet shall I remember how St. Peter, with a blast of a wind, began to sing for his faint faith. I know, Ellie, I'm almost finished. Okay. For his faint faith, and shall do as he did, call upon Christ and pray him to help. And then I trust he shall set his holy hand upon me, like St. Peter, and in the stormy seas hold me up from drowning. And if he allow me to play St. Peter further, and to fall full to the ground and swear and forswear too against him, which our Lord, for his tender passion, would that our Lord would keep me from that. And let me lose if it is so befall. Yes, this is English, sorry. Yet after shall I trust that his goodness will cast upon me his tender, piteous eye of compassion, as he did St. Peter, and allow me to stand up again and confess the truth of my conscience anew, and abide the shame and the harm here of my own faults. And finally, Margaret, this I know very well, that without my fault he will not let me be lost. I shall therefore with good hope commit myself wholly to him. And if he should suffer me for my faults to die, yet shall I then serve for a praise of his justice. But in good faith, Meg, I trust that his tender pity shall keep me, my poor soul safe and make me commend his mercy. And therefore, mine own good daughter, never trouble your mind for anything that ever shall keep me in this world. Nothing can come but that which God wills. And I might make myself very sure that whatever that be, seem it never so bad in sight, it shall indeed be best. So I don't know if you follow the Old English, but a lot for us to ponder as we try to follow the footsteps of Jesus, those who follow Jesus even to the cross, even an ultimate witness with joy in their hearts and ultimate trust in the Father's goodness and his plan for our path. We ask to imitate them, to learn from them, and to be ourselves a light for others trying to find God in their journey. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.